Welcome to the almost 9 o'clock news from Help Portrait Cork. It's Paul O'Mahony reporting from his kitchen, the latest news from the organisation dedicated to giving people a really good time next Sunday. Okay, so our situation now is that having done the press release, having got that off the ground and dispatched today, we wait to see what kind of press publicity we're going to get. But Roger Overall and I had a meeting this afternoon, face-to-face, and we discussed where we were at, and the situation seems to be very, very good for photographers. We seem to have up to a maximum of about 12 photographers on board, so we'll be setting up 6 studios during the day on Sunday. We'll have that going all day. And we have a couple of post-production units, 2 units. So there'll be 6 studios going down into, I guess, each of the studios, or each 3 of the studios will go have a post-production unit attached to it. We seem to be doing pretty well with makeup artists. Emma Pine, our makeup artist leader, has got great contacts and great commitments from makeup artists without whom this whole thing could never work. We're a bit unsure on the hairdressing front, and we're not actually going to promise anybody for definite that there's going to be a hairdresser there. We're still hoping to get that sorted out. And the area, I suppose, that we are now having to really get our teeth into is volunteers. People who will meet and greet people when they arrive at the hotel and just be very nice to them and keep them company while they're with us for about the hour and three quarters that they will be with us in the hotel. So, you know, people be coming into the hotel unused to that kind of a place, perhaps even a bit intimidated by the plushness of the hotel, and looking for company and certainty about what is going on, coming into an uncertain situation, and very tough for anybody. So we'll be doing our best with teas and coffees and being really nice to people, bit of music playing too, we hope, and just, of course, we can be quite sure that as soon as people get to the makeup artists, that they'll really start to relax. Even men start to relax when they're being made up, and these people are so good at their job, so skilled, that they literally talk people into relaxing and then hand them over to the photographers, who will have, you know, a great time with the people. So we were kind of planning this out during the day. We got down to nitty-gritty stuff, like whether we should have 15 minutes slots or 20 minute slots. We decided on 20 minute slots, so we'll have 6 stations, 20 minute slots, and that should give us 18 different portrait groups, individuals or groups, per hour. So we did all sorts of multiplications today, and we came up with about 84 different groups will be photographed, and there will be an average of perhaps 2 per group. So we'll see, because most of the people, I think, will be individuals. And but there will be some couples, and there will be some bigger groups even. So the last item of the news is that Roger Overall and I are about to meet in a couple of minutes. He's coming down from where he lives, and we'll have a short meeting here to compare notes. The community groups, I haven't said anything to you about, and I'll be talking more about them when I get a next opportunity to do a news bulletin. So that's this evening's news bulletin. If you want to get any more information about this, go straight to our Facebook page, where you should be able to find the latest bit of information and discussion about next Sunday, Help Portrait Cork. This is Paul O'Mahony looking for even more volunteers to help us. Please get in touch. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.